Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Zucchini skins from kitchen prep, a half burger left on a plate, food prepared for diners who didn't show. It all adds up to a whole lot of food waste for restaurants. Now, Nashville, Tennessee has been chosen by the Natural Resources Defense Council to be a model city on how to cut down on all that waste. A dozen chefs are taking part. Amy Eskine from Here and Now contributor WPLN reports.
Andrew Coins is the chef at Miel Restaurant, a high-end foodie favorite in West Nashville. Coins has been finding inventive ways to reduce, reuse, and recycle in his small, bustling kitchen.
It always becomes a game, like how little do we have to compost? How much can we use in the restaurant itself? Because something you might have thrown away might end up being the amuse-bouche.
Amuse-bouche, that's a small bite of food the chef sends to the table to whet your appetite.
Yesterday, we had some carrot scraps, so I just took the juicer and juiced the carrot scrap and kind of made like a fresh carrot juice shot, if you will. So it's like fresh carrot juice, a little bit of calabrian chili, and a little bit of fermented scallop. Scallops that had kind of been torn apart in the bucket. We couldn't use them for service.
Some of the ingredients for Coins' creations are actually rescued from cutting boards, diverted from compost bins at each prep station in the kitchen. The restaurant has also begun to compost used paper towels. And they're currently testing a menu of small plates meant to be shared to see if diners leave less food behind. Progress is tangible. The restaurant sent more than 6,000 pounds of food scraps off for composting last year. Perhaps it's not entirely clear why food doesn't just biodegrade in the landfill as easily as in a compost pile. Sharon Smith, Special Projects Manager at Nashville's Metro Public Works, explains that air and water are piped out of landfills, which slows degradation. So what happens to an apple core thrown in the trash?
It could last potentially for a couple of years.
And if it's tossed in a compost pile?
It'll be maybe a couple of weeks. It can be pretty quick.
But as part of the Nashville Food Waste Initiative, coordinator Linda Bregan wants even composting to be a last resort. She was hired to design a plan for the city and worked with the mayor's office to issue a challenge to the city's restaurants.
Ideally, the first thing we want them to do is prevent food waste from happening to begin with in terms of planning and purchasing practices, in terms of portion sizes, asking people at their restaurant whether they want bread with their meal. And then what we want them to do if they don't prevent food waste is to donate that food.
The federal government set a goal to cut food waste in half by 2030, a goal Nashville may formally adopt. To do that, it will take more than restaurant participation. The average family wastes $1,500 a year on food they don't eat, says Darby Hoover. She's with the Natural Resources Defense Council, a nonprofit that is spearheading a national effort to raise awareness and find solutions to food waste. All told, Hoover says 40% of food produced in the U.S. ends up in the trash.
That's equivalent to going in the grocery store, buying 5 bags of groceries, walking out and dropping 2 of them in the parking lot. That's how much food we're wasting. You're wasting energy, you're wasting water, you're wasting land and fertilizer. You're also wasting money.
The NRDC chose Nashville as a proving ground. They hope to achieve meaningful reductions that could convince other cities to give it a try. For Here and Now, I'm Amy Eskind.